Okay, I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order. Today is Tuesday, September the 6th, and it is 11:04 a.m. First order of business is prayer, and I've asked the Assistant Chair to say our prayer this morning.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak to you again this morning, Father God. This morning, Father God, I would just like to ask for prayers for all of our folks out there taking care of their people, the caregivers, Father God. Bless them and keep them strong. God bless all those involved with taking care of our elders, Father God. God bless those that do need assistance, Father God, in any way, shape, or form. I ask that you be with all of our mourners, Father God. And I ask that you be with all of our drum keepers and our roadmen, Father God, and that you just help us to make good decisions, Father God, in a collective manner. And all these things I pray in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Next on the agenda is roll call.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congressman Bighorse.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present. We have a quorum. And next on the agenda is the approval of minutes.
Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman Rebard.
Thank you. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as presented, dated August 24, 2022.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Minutes are approved. Before we get to item five, I want to thank the committee for all the hard work that you did. Prior to session, we had some long meetings, but they were productive meetings, and I do appreciate your efforts. I also wanted to remind everybody to ask to be addressed per our rules. We got a little lax last time, and it was okay. We got through it, but let's get back to our protocols. Thank you. Next on the agenda is the budget analyst report. And so I'm going to turn it over to our budget analyst, Jordan.
Thank you, Chair Stabler. Good morning, committee. This morning, I'll be going over the projected tribal revenue and proposed tribal budgets, the anticipated IDC recoveries and proposed IDC budgets, and the remaining ARPA funds and requests for ARPA funding to be considered this session. I'll also be answering some of the questions that have been raised by Congress members, including how many new positions are budgeted for, how much is budgeted for direct assistance compared to the operating budgets, and how much IDC is set to be collected on the professional fees line. At the outset, I'd like to say, for anyone who's unfamiliar, any mention of the Big Three is a reference to the three revolving funds Congress appropriates money to each fiscal year to pay for direct assistance programs: the Burial Assistance Fund, the Health Benefit Fund, and the Higher Education Scholarship Fund. I also want to make it clear that I'm basing the fiscal year 2023 projected revenue figures on ONCR 2211, which has been filed but hasn't been passed yet. The projected revenue resolution currently in place is ONCR 2205. Another disclaimer: these figures do not include the health support service budgets, which were filed as ONCA 22-102. These budgets were received late last week. The support documentation categorizes their revenue source as tribal funds. However, the funding source is CCAPEXA, and the recipients of the funds will be, in my understanding, the I2C departments. These health support service funds haven't been included in any projected revenue resolution yet, but I believe that before the session is over, the health support service funds will probably be added to the projected revenue and the budgets will be for an equivalent amount. Additionally, the non-operating bills 2278, 83, 89, 91, and 92 are not included in the calculation of the proportions herein unless stated otherwise. Okay, so I'll begin. First, the summary of the tribal requests. Projected unrestricted tribal revenue for fiscal year 2023 is $70,244,500. Proposed budgets for the three branches, Minerals Council, the villages, and the Big Three combined are $61,295,441. If appropriated as they are, this would leave $8.9 million in unrestricted tribal funds remaining available for appropriation. If ONCR 2211 were, for some reason, not to pass and the nation continued operating under ONCR 2205, then $6.1 million would remain available. The other filed appropriations, appropriation bills include $500,000 to a storm shelter assistance fund, $1 million to the permanent fund, $250,000 to a disability assistance fund, $1 million to financial assistance for school supplies, and $1 million to financial assistance for home energy assistance to elders and disabled Osage members. Combined, these would cost $3.75 million. If these bills were passed in addition to the operating budgets and the Big Three appropriations, then $5.2 million would remain available for appropriation from the general fund. Under ONCR 2205, it would be $2.3 million remaining. Even though the operating budget requests are higher than what was appropriated for operating budgets during fiscal year 2022, there are still more funds left over than one might expect. The main reason for this is higher projected revenue. The projected revenue for fiscal year 2023 is about $8 million greater than the fiscal year 2022 revenue projection. The blue portion of the bar represents the appropriations to the operating budgets and to the Big Three, and the orange portion of the bar represents what is left over after those appropriations. And you can see what the what it looks like from fiscal year 2018 through fiscal year 2023. Here you can see the outlays compared with the requests. Pursuant to 15 ONC 1A 104D, the projected revenue resolution shall establish budgetary outlays for each branch for a given fiscal year. The outlays in this slide are from ONCR 2211. In ONCR 2211, the executive branch outlay is set at $55 million. The request submitted by the executive branch is for $57.2 million. The Big Three are included in their outlay. All other requests from judicial branch, legislative branch, and the villages come in under the outlay set by ONCR 2211. The executive branch outlay also includes the elder nutrition budgets. Elder nutrition falls under the healthcare system. So it's, the question has been raised whether we should continue including that in their outlay. That represents about $1.4 million in their request.
Chair.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. I have a couple of questions with regards to the executive's outlay. Does that include my legislation with the permanent fund? Is that included in their outlay?
No, ma'am.
And then the other, can you tell me what bills are not included in their outlay?
Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Jordan.
The elder nutrition bill is included, and the tribal appropriation bill, it's either 2294 or 2295. I don't recall the number, are what make up the executive branch outlay. I believe that's everything.
So I have a question, Chair, if I may.
Yes, continue.
So over the weekend, while I was, you know, looking at all the different legislation that's been filed, and this could be something that Trey could answer. And something that I've always kind of, you know, thought about since I've been on Congress. So if we have a bill, say the my permanent fund bill, and I think there was a cooling assistance, clothing, the disability, I'm just thinking off of my head, those will definitely be operated, I don't know about the permanent fund, but operated under the executive branch. Are they considered to be part of their outlay, or do we consider their outlay to be just what they requested? Because to me, I look at bills as, you know, who has jurisdiction over that appropriation? So it's got to be one of the branches, or the minerals, or the villages, as described in our Constitution. So I'm just curious, because I'll be honest, I did not reach out to anybody and tell them that I was filing the permanent fund bill. As you could tell in Kahika's executive message, but because that's a revolving fund that's under the executive branch, I'm just curious what.
So no, I mean, we don't go back and revise the total outlay. It would be considered, you know, coming out of the monies remaining after the branches receive their general appropriations. So it would be, you know, the $11 million that we have left, if it's tribal funds, then it would be coming out of that additional money. But yes, it would be administered through the executive branch.
Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
And if I get off the, you know, agenda, I apologize, just put me back where I need to be. Then what would be the purpose of the outlays?
From my point of view, it looks like it's the tool the Congress uses to determine a general amount that they're going to allocate for each branch of government for their general appropriations. For operating expenses, thank you. And then everything else that we appropriate is, you know, what Congress decides that they want to appropriate on top of those outlays. Almost all of anything that would be remaining for appropriation, if we spend it, is going to go to the executive branch. I mean, almost all of our appropriations are operated through the executive branch.
Chair, I'm just going to keep thinking about this a little bit, because this was something that, you know, I discussed when I first came to Congress, was this concept about projected revenue and the outlays.
Okay. I think that to add to your discussion, that part of it was we didn't want to appropriate every dollar of the projection at that time so that we would have funds to work with through the year if anything came up. And things do come up. And to not just, you know, drain the bank account just because we can. And so it was a nice conservative gesture by this group to always watch out for that. And just like what's happened now, each one of them has come back over, including us, over the outlay. But I do think it's a useful tool to project out and to ask them to target there, at least as a starting place for us, because there always are changes as we go through this whole month, changes to each section and additions and deductions that we go through till we settle on a figure. So it's nice that we have that balance in there to work with. I guess I'm not quite understanding where you're wanting to go with it altogether, but that's just my two cents worth.
Okay, thank you, Chair. I'm not really wanting to go anywhere. I'm just wanting to get a better understanding still, maybe as to the intent, and I like the outlays. So I think it was last year when we were discussing the outlays, we actually had it might have been Tyler at the time, but they wanted an increase in their outlays. So they had sent a memo, I think, and requested that mm-hmm. with all of their requests. Mm-hmm. And so kind of like what we did with the legislative branch mm-hmm. after we looked at everything overall. Mm-hmm. I most certainly agree with the concept, and I agree also, I know in law it says we cannot exceed projected revenue. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really looking for any action. I wanted to know what was actually made up of that number in their request in the executive branch. And so I think Jordan did a good job explaining that, or what wasn't in there. I just try to be mindful of the outlays.
Okay.
That's all. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Does anybody else have anything? Okay, Jordan, go ahead.
Of the various tribal lines Congress appropriates money to, the one Congress appropriates the most to is direct assistance. This year's proposed tribal appropriation to direct assistance would be the largest appropriation to the line, at least within the six-year span from fiscal year 18 to fiscal year 23, coming in at $22.7 million. Proportionally, though, it comes in fifth place out of sixth at 38.42% of the proposed budget. Let me be clear that this is not a proportion of the executive branch budget only. All operating budgets are accounted for, including the three branches, the villages, and the Minerals Council in prior fiscal years. And the direct assistance accounted for here is not limited to just the big three. It includes direct assistance from a number of program budgets, the POSCA, Education Department, Financial Assistance, Housing, HUDVASH, Indian Child Welfare, Social Services, and the WELAs. Here you can see a better visual comparison of direct assistance with operating budgets. The blue bars on the chart represent direct assistance appropriations, and the orange bars represent the operating budgets, exclusive of any direct assistance. And it's for fiscal years 18 through 23. The second largest budget line is salaries and wages. I show proposed tribal appropriations to the salaries and wages line at $15.2 million. This is for all three branches combined, and it makes up 25.7% of the budget requests. Based on the support documentation, it appears there are about 30 tribally funded employee positions added in fiscal year 2023. I say about 30 because the support documentation isn't clear in some places, but I think this is a pretty close count based on my review. Looks like 15 programs are budgeting for new positions and 8 programs are cutting positions from their budgets. And some of those positions are like, it's partial funding because they'll have just a few thousand dollars budgeted. So I think they might have funding sources in other areas. Here, the program's adding new positions and the number of new positions they're adding. Tribal administration is a new budget that pays for all the cabinet secretary salaries. Some of these may be positions that are being shifted from non-tribal budgets to tribal budgets. So they would appear to be new positions on the support documentation. And here the program's reducing their positions. Moving on to, how do I get this off the screen? Moving on to indirect cost. IDC recoveries are set to decrease by nearly $2.7 million this year. Why? Because the nation is no longer collecting IDC from the clinic. It looks like $9.2 million is set to be collected in IDC, but nearly $9.7 million is budgeted, leaving about a $481,000 deficit. Treasury has called this morning and said that they're going to send down revised IDC budgets to rectify this. In fiscal year 2023, IDC will be collected on the professional fees line. It's been asked how much of a difference this will make for the IDC pool. Using the rate currently in place of 23.96%, it looks like including professional fees in the calculation of IDC adds about $980,000 to the pool. Lastly, there are $10 million in ARPA fiscal recovery funds available for appropriation, and there are about $8.5 million worth of requests. This concludes my report. Thank you.
Any questions or any discussion on what Jordan has presented today? Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't have a question. I just want to say thank you for the detailed reports, the graphs. I really appreciate that. You know, it gives me a quick snapshot, and I just appreciate it, all the information in that format that you give. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Chair. Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes, thank you. And that I'd like to also add comment and thank you, Jordan, for being able to prepare, you know, in the form that you did. The questions that I had asked, most certainly about the IDC and what the cost of charging IDC to professional fees would be overall. And just, you know, thank you for the detail that you've provided. It definitely helps me as I look at the big picture of all the requests here in CEJO. So thank you for your hard work and dedication.
Yes, Congressman Maker.
I'd also like to echo all the great things I just heard. Thank you for your great work, Mr. Jordan. And I'd like to maybe ask for a different color scheme next time. Thank you.
I don't know. We're locked in now. I will keep an eye on these. I've set an appropriations meeting for each Monday following session so that we can stay up to date on what we've done the previous week and where we land on things. And so I'm hoping for a lot of good discussion in those committee meetings. The committees really we're dependent on the committees to really set the budgets as early as possible. So that will help us all out. Any other comments or anything before we adjourn? That is next on our agenda. That's all we have for today.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? No. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
one.
Thank you, Jordan.
Yes, thank you, Jordan.
Those